For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. Occasionally, there is a weekend that comes along here in Kentucky where just one event dominates. Most recently, that happened when UK played U of L in the Final Four. It's upon us again. It's Derby weekend. And here to talk about some of the events surrounding the Kentucky Derby this weekend is Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. Over the years, Rich, the Kentucky Derby has attracted numerous celebrities to the Commonwealth. And it's increasingly so anymore, too, it seems.
It is. One of the big things in the run-up to the Derby that, people always kind of are looking for is what celebrities are going to be coming to town for the Derby. And our cover story in our Weekender section today was kind of a look back by a lot of reporters from here, including myself, at some of the big celebrity encounters that you've had over the years, some of the kind of odd ones and quirky ones, and, who made the biggest splash. And I'll pop a quiz on you here. Who do you think was the greatest celebrity several reporters said they met? And I gave you a clue.
The greatest? Must be Ali then, right?
There you go.
I'm not a complete idiot.
Of course not. But Ali, just has that charm and that charisma, even in these later years where he's been quite ill recently, still when he shows up, the people part and they want to talk to him and have a few moments with him.
And of course, one reporter who was also a celebrity who passed through the Derby was Hunter S. Thompson. Apparently, the very beginnings of his gonzo journalism, they were planted in the 1970 Kentucky Derby. What happened there?
Well, and this is interesting. This comes about because there is a new CD out, which I highly recommend, if you're getting ready for Derby, maybe if you're driving to Derby or whatever, it's a really good listen. It is a concept album based on Hunter S. Thompson's essay for Scanlan's Monthly, a short-lived British sporting journal, and it was based on his story for them called The Kentucky Derby is Decadent and Depraved, and it is the Kentucky Derby as only Hunter S. Thompson could describe it in his very unique repertorial style. And I did not realize until reading up on this album that report was the first report to be dubbed gonzo journalism, which is, of course, the style that Thompson kind of developed and specialized in, where the reporter kind of became the center and the driving force of the story. And, usually there was a lot of alcohol involved and maybe a little bit of violence and things of that sort, and certainly you could find all that at the Derby.
Who do you like, Rich?
My favorite, I have a bunch of preacher friends, and so I've got to go with Rousing Sermon.
I'm liking Hanson. He made me money during the Breeders' Cup. I hope we'll do it the same.
I also like the one I told my kids. I like Dad Knows Best, too. I think that's a cool name.
Oh, that's one you can always win with. Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out about the other things that are going on this weekend beside the Derby by going to the Weekender section in Friday's edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. And also, events are outlined at our website at weku.fm. Just go to the events calendar. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.